As we gather this morning to bless and consecrate the oils, bishop, priests, and people from all around the diocese, as we do this, we celebrate, among other things, the sacrament of holy orders in our church. We have splendid examples of that sacrament in these people and the on the altar platform with me. We have Brother Rene Labrador from the Philippines, who's celebrating his 25th anniversary as a priest this year. Brother Robert Schremer and Father John Strasser, both excellent pastors in our churches, celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. We have Father Rene Gessner, who served the diocese so faithfully and so loyally for all these years and is about to make a change in his life. We have him with us, and we also have a dear friend of the diocese and of mine, Abbot Gregory Poland from Conception Seminary. Thank you, Abbot, for being with us. And finally, we have all the priests assembled there before you. We celebrate in a special way the Sacrament of Holy Orders today. This is a sacrament of the impossible. I want you to understand that. This is a sacrament of the apostles. I want you to understand that. This is the sacrament of the other. And especially do I want you to understand that. How is it the sacrament of the impossible? Nadie, ningún individuo, ni ninguna comunidad puede anunciarse a sí mismo el Evangelio. Nadie puede conferirse a sí mismo el mandato ni la misión de anunciar el Evangelio. Nadie puede conferirse a sí mismo la gracia. This priesthood is the ministry in which Christ, bishops, priests, and deacons do and give by God's grace what they cannot do and give. It is a sacrament of the impossible. It all begins with God's bending down to us. It all begins with his taking the first step. It all begins with his lifting us up into his world, inviting us in to his house. It all begins with him. Bishops and priests do what they cannot do by themselves, do what cannot be done by themselves. They try to open themselves to the grace of God. They are ministers of grace, authorized and empowered by Christ, ministros de la gracia, autorizados y habilitados por parte de Cristo. And how is it the sacrament of the apostles?
El orden es el sacramento gracias al cual la misión confiada por Cristo a sus apóstoles sigue siendo ejercida en la iglesia hasta el fin de los tiempos. Es pues el sacramento de ministerio apostólico.
It is the sacrament through which the mission entrusted to the apostles
continues to be exercised in your bishops, in your priests, continues to be exercised even until the end of time. It makes the College of the Twelve ever present and ever active until Christ returns. And what was the Twelve to do? St. Mark's Gospel tells us very clearly their first task, always and everywhere, their primary duty was to be with him. To be with him. And if they were with him, then with confidence could he send them out to say what he said and to do what he did, namely to share his redeeming power, his freeing, healing grace of redemption. This is done when bishops and take priests to themselves as co-workers. He considers them his sons, his brothers, and his friends. They do what they do only in dependence on him and only in communion with him. Why? Because they do it in communion with the Lord Jesus. The first communion requires the second communion. Always in the way he left his church to function. En cada una de las comunidades locales de fieles hacen presente de alguna manera a su obispo, el que están unidos con confianza y magnanimidad, participan en sus funciones y sus preocupaciones, y las llevan a la práctica cada día. Your priest, the fathers of the church used to say, are the senate of God in the diocese. St. Ignatius of Antioch called them an assembly of the apostles for the local church. And how, finally, is it the sacrament of the other? El orden y el matrimonio están ordenados a la salvación de los demás. La salvación de los demás. Contribuyen ciertamente a la propia salvación, pero esto la hacen mediante el servicio que prestan a los demás. It is wholly directed to the salvation of others, the sacrament of orders is, even as the sacrament of matrimony is. Examine your own hearts. Examine your own homes. Are you oriented to the other person? That's what the sacrament makes happen for you. Do you do it in practice? The priests examine their conscience every day. Are they ordained for others? If it contributes as well to personal salvation, good. But it is through service to others that it always does so. It is in the strict sense a service entirely related to Christ. They must be with him, and entirely related to the people of God. They must serve you. The priest is meant to be a pure instrument to allow himself to be dissolved so that Christ might come through. The priest is meant to be a man for others. He is meant to pour himself out for their salvation, even as Jesus himself did during the week we call holy in the Paschal mystery. These men up here with me, these men arrayed before you, these men have done that. have done that dissolving and pouring. These men continue to do that. It is the work of a lifetime. The dissolving and the pouring out must go on. And it's oftentimes a lonely business. It's oftentimes a too busy business. They need your support. They need your prayers. They need your help and understanding. I know that I, as a bishop here, could not have been more blessed than to have these men in company with me. I know that Bishop John, who cannot be with us today, considers himself very blessed to have this company of men here with him. You, in whatever parish you are, in whatever venue you meet these priests, you could not be more blessed. I ask you to love them for what they have tried to do. I ask you to cherish them for what they have tried to do. And on this day especially, on this day especially, I ask you to join me in thanking God for them.